This podcast is brought to you by Towncast Studios. What's Towncast Studios? Why, that's a great question. Towncast Studios is all about creating hyper-local content. Podcasts, video, social media, blogs, and more, telling the stories and sharing the sounds and the sights and the views and the opinions of your community. Imagine a podcast highlighting the new restaurant that just popped up in the neighborhood, or a YouTube video showcasing the redesigned kids' playground near your home, or someone who's sharing all that really important information that came out of the school board meeting, or a place where your mayor or town council are telling you what's new, what's exciting, what's changing, what's under construction, so that you can stay informed. And just imagine having a place where you know what's going on from voices that you can trust. Now imagine you were that trusted voice. Here at Towncast Studios, we're going to help you launch, edit, produce, and publish content that will tell the stories of your community, or what we're calling Towncast. So if you're interested in learning more about how to Towncast or what a Towncast is, head on over to towncaststudios.com or check out our new Towncast podcast at towncastpodcast.com and get started telling the stories of your community today.
Welcome back to the Towncast Podcast. This is Towncast Joe. On this episode, we have an exciting topic to discuss, one we're very passionate about here at Towncast Studios. Can you guess what it is? Hint, we love the concept and believe in it so much that we named ourselves after it. That's right, it's towncasting. This episode is designed to be a primer on what towncasting is and how you can start your own. As you may have guessed, towncasting is something we're going to be discussing a lot on this show. And in this episode, we'll be covering the basics of everything from the origins of the idea to the definition of towncasting to the different ways you can apply the concept to your own content. To begin, I thought it would be great to give you a bit of an origin story. Where did Towncast come from? And who better to tell that story than the founder himself? Here's Matthew Passy on where the idea came from.
So just as a bit of background, I worked in radio here in the great state of New Jersey for the largest talk station. I worked in the newsroom there, helped them launch a podcast, spent some time over at Dow Jones working for the Wall Street Journal Radio Network in their podcasting division. And I was doing that very happily until the end of 2014 when Dow Jones decided to exit the radio business and just slashed everybody from the radio and podcasting division. So I'm at home. I am looking around. I'm trying to figure out what is going to be my next gig, right? What am I going to do next as far as earning a living, making money, things like that? And I started to get emails from folks who I used to interview at the Journal. We did podcast episodes with them. Like, you know, we actually really enjoyed doing those podcast episodes, and we got a lot of traction from them. Is that something you can help us with? And I said, yeah, I think I could figure that out. Like, I just really need my computer. So I took out a computer, started working with folks, and that was the early stages of the podcast business that we currently run, thepodcastconsultant.com. And it was early on in that business that I was talking to some folks and looking around at content and trying to get a better understanding of how the podcasting universe works. And I was noticing that it was really, really difficult for people to find content about their community. Part of that stemmed from I was going to these meetings for Princeton Tech Meetup, which was a meetup group out of, as you can guess it, Princeton. And I was just, I just had this weird thought of like, what if this was a podcast, right? What if we took that information and put it out there? And for them, it's easy, right? The name Princeton is in there. But what if you lived in West Windsor and was looking for content about your community? Or what if you lived in Lawrenceville and wanted to try and find something that was relatable to the area that you live in, which is Mercer County, parts of Trenton, maybe a little bit of New York, maybe a little bit of Philadelphia, because, you know, you kind of split the two media markets being over there. And so the original idea of trying to organize and systematize and create a directory that would show you content about your region was kind of born. How do we bring that information together, right? How do you say, I'm doing a podcast about Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and make it so that somebody who is in Mount Laurel, make it easy to find if it doesn't say the words Mount Laurel in it, but also make it so that maybe that person over in Mount Holly, Cherry Hill, Burlington, Bordentown, who might work over here or interact over here, you know, how does it show up on their search? And so the directory is still a big piece of what we're trying to accomplish. It's still part of the end goal of all this. But in talking to some of the other production clients and podcasters that we get to work with, a lot of them said for this to work, you've got to build out the first community, right? You've got to lead by example. You have got to start to procure and find local content creators. Find if people want to do this. Find if people want to explore this. Find if people want to listen to it and build it out from there and then slowly go from place to place to place.
So as you heard in that clip, Towncast has been in the works for some time now. And though we're just getting started with putting everything together, we have big plans for the future. The Towncast directory is under construction, and we're really excited to offer that resource not only to listeners who want to discover hyper-local content, but to creators who want to reach more listeners. But at the heart of it all, really, is that connection between community and creativity. Sure, with the larger Towncast brand, we want to make it convenient for people to find content by and for their community, or any community. And through Towncast Studios, we want to make it easier and more accessible than ever for anyone, anywhere, to launch a podcast, videocast, or Towncast. So the idea of Towncasting, as a verb, is really just taking the concept of the pod or videocast and applying it in a geo-local, community-focused way. Our working definition for Towncasting is, simply, a community-based pod or videocast that serves a geo-local area or audience. So think of a podcast, and then imagine it being made by and for a specific community. That's the idea in a nutshell. Usually, the creator or creators of this show are based out of that community, and their content is tailor-made for people of that community. In many towns, cities, and states, the opportunities are vast when you think about the people, places, and stories that exist right outside your door. So let's get into some examples of what a Towncast could look like. As you may have heard in our interviews from previous episodes, plenty of people out there are already creating community-focused content and achieving success. On episode 2 of the Towncast podcast, Towncast founder Matthew Passy talked with Mark Bologna about his Beyond Bourbon Street podcast. It really is a great example of Towncasting done well. Mark has been able to take his beloved city of New Orleans and not only find a way to explore and learn more about it for himself, he's also effectively supporting his city from the inside out, its people, places, and businesses. Mark is constantly talking with local business owners, shouting out some of his favorite restaurants and other establishments, and investigating and sharing insights about the history of New Orleans. In these ways, he is giving back to his city and its people in a really cool way. And while money wasn't at the heart of Mark's undertaking the project, after plenty of time and effort and episodes, Mark has been able to turn his show into a profitable side hustle. With Beyond Bourbon Street, Mark has proved that with the right approach and a good business plan, pod video and Towncasting can be a financially rewarding endeavor as well. More generally speaking, here are some ideas we've come up with around here for what could make for some interesting Towncasts. Remember, this is just a list of some ideas. There's really no limit to what you can do. Maybe you love the music scene in your city, and you want to take your passion for local music and turn it into content. This gives you an opportunity to, first of all, get out there and do more of what you love. Hear and discover new music, explore new venues, meet more people. Two, you get to share the music of your area with a wider audience, which effectively means you're supporting the musicians and the scene, and even the venues. Three, you'll probably get to meet the musicians who are creating this music, maybe interview them and learn more about them. You can talk with them about their music, ask them to share with listeners how they can listen and support. While you're at it, you could even ask the musicians for permission to use their music on your podcast, adding a cool musical element to your musical podcast and really making something special. By the way, whenever you play anyone's music in your content, make sure to get that permission in writing or go through the necessary channels to ensure that you procure that permission legally. And that music Towncast is just one example, of course. It doesn't have to be music, though music does translate quite well into a podcast format. Maybe you have a videocast and you want to highlight different artists in your city. You go to exhibits, museums, galleries, and talk with artists and showcase their work. Again, always being sure to get permission from both the artists and the venue to do so. Or maybe you love to stay on top of local news, politics, and events in your area. What if you had a once-weekly podcast that kind of served as a weekly digest for people in your area? Everything from city council meetings to grand openings and upcoming events could be covered. You could talk with local business owners, visit new restaurants, and talk with the owners or patrons, or attend those events or concerts and just report from the ground. If you're already involved with these types of things in your area, then towncasting might just be a great way to add another fun and productive element to it all. If you play your cards right, you might even be able to secure a press pass to certain events. But when you're just starting out, that may not be possible quite yet. Maybe you're a parent or teacher involved in a local school board. You've been looking for a better way than just an email newsletter to keep parents and students up to date with what's going on in their school system. Podcasts are huge right now. How about instead of a text-filled email that outlines everything, maybe you can turn it into a more exciting package with audio and video content, and then deliver it straight to people's inboxes in the same way as the email, but give people a chance to listen on the go or to watch and have a visual component to make the content more engaging. And it's worth mentioning that even if you're launching a geo-local show and targeting a specific hyper-local audience, that doesn't mean that your reach must stop at the borders of your town, city, or state. Great content is great content, and if you create enough of it and you do so consistently, people will start to notice. And you might be surprised at just how many people want to hear what you're saying, even if they're beyond the town, city, or state lines. Just like podcasting, the concept of towncasting can be applied and interpreted in an endless number of ways. It can be anything you want it to be. It really just depends on what you want to say, how you want to say it, and who you want to say it to. Towncasting really simplifies the where in that equation, and in the process, can simplify a lot of other questions too. For example, you probably know quite a bit about your community, who they are, what they do, what they want. In creating a traditional pod or videocast, identifying and speaking to your target audience and figuring out what they want to hear is one of the most crucial and sometimes most difficult parts of the content creation process. So it's pretty convenient to, right off the bat, know who and where you're targeting, because that who and where are two of the most important factors in determining your strategy and your success. And in an interesting twist, it turns out the creators of geolocal content do not necessarily need to be from or even live in the area that they're serving. Take Jordan Gaspore, guest of the Towncast podcast on episode 4. She was born in Texas and today lives in New York City. Still, she decided to create a podcast that's all about New Jersey. Why? Well, her show, Hazard NJ, is all about Superfund sites, essentially abandoned waste sites that are harmful to the environment. NJ is home to the largest number of them in the country. Jordan really wants to help spur the cleanup efforts of these sites, so she thought, why not start in the place with the highest concentration of them? Makes sense. The point here, aside from the sobering reality that Superfund sites are a major problem that we need to take more seriously, is that Jordan is targeting New Jersey and talking all about it, but she's never even lived there. This is an interesting case and goes to show that towncasting, per se, can even be done remotely. Give episode 4 of the Towncast podcast a listen if you want to learn more about what Jordan Gaspore is doing. It's really important work, and Jordan is a remarkable journalist, a great person, and a creative inspiration. So, how can you get started? Talk with local businesses in your area. Maybe you already know some of these people. Maybe you just want to start a podcast where you're talking to your friends, neighbors, or relatives in the local community. These are just some ideas that I'm kind of throwing out there because it really does come down to who you want to talk to and why. The thing about podcasting and videocasting, and maybe even towncasting especially, is that it can be whatever you want it to be. In the case of a towncast, it can be even more highly personalized. It would be almost impossible to create something that is not original if you're basing your content out of your own life, your area, and your people. Everybody has a story. Everyone has something to say. Everyone can teach you something. And so the sky is truly the limit on what towncasting can be. It really just comes down to what kind of stories you want to tell and how you want to go about doing that. And here's one for you. Maybe you're new to town, looking for a great way to get to know some people. Now, I'm not suggesting walking up to someone for the first time and sticking a microphone in their face, asking them their life story. That may be coming on a little strong. But mentioning your podcast and that you're looking for guests from the local community can't hurt to mention. A lot of people love podcasts and might love the thought of being featured on one. And think about it. In the process of talking with someone at length, like you probably would do for a podcast interview, you're going to get to know that person quite well. So podcasting is actually a great way to get to know people, personally or professionally. Of course, not everyone is going to be interested in being on your podcast. That's all right. But you might be surprised at how many people are interested. And I'm sure you'd be surprised at what you learn about the people, places, and stories that make up your community. You could also approach this from more of a business standpoint. Towncasting, in the same way as I just mentioned, could be an excellent vehicle for a new business to network with their target audience. For a solo entrepreneur, it could be a really great way to make connections. Having a podcast could be a great in for meeting people that you might never otherwise have a chance to meet. It's a great way to connect with other business owners, even your own competitors sometimes. Maybe in the process of creating content and growing your show, you realize that it's actually a great advertising platform as well. Not only are people listening and interested and eager for more content, but these people may also be in need of the product or service that you provide. Another approach to consider is, if you already have a content brand, a podcast, a videocast, a blog, maybe you're running into some writer's block, maybe you're looking for another source of content. Why not look right outside your door? Depending on where you live, there's probably a wealth of content just waiting to be discovered and shared. Maybe you've already thought about this, maybe you've already explored it, but it's worth mentioning, and maybe worth re-exploring. When you're competing with the podcast market and vying for the attention of the podcast listening public, it can be easy to overlook what's right in front of you. Going small and local can actually help you stand out. Instead of doing what everyone else is doing, or trying to land that big name guest on your show, maybe you just talk to somebody interesting from your community. In trying to please everyone, you can wind up being homogeneously grouped in with everyone else. This is surely in part due to the algorithms that play a huge part in who gets featured where and whatnot. But it seems to be that even if your content is amazing and wildly original, as a digital content creator, nothing seems to put the odds for success in your favor quite like a niche. And even if your local content is just one part of your brand's offering, it more or less grants you a guaranteed niche. While towncasting is a very accessible and advantageous form of podcasting, there are some things to keep in mind when you're just starting out. Just like with any pod or videocasting endeavor, you're going to need some equipment, some technical know-how to get going. You're going to want to strategize, plan, and develop your content a bit before you begin. With this podcast and other towncast content that we plan to create, we want to help you to be able to do all of that effectively, wherever you are. In future episodes, we'll be covering the different types of equipment that you'll need. The different hardware and software that will make it all possible, and relatively easy. We'll cover some DIY methods that make pod, video, and towncasting possible for all, no matter their budget. As you may have heard in a previous episode, a lot of this stuff is new to me as well, and so we'll be learning this stuff together as we go. I know more than the average person about podcasts and the things that go along with it, but I have plenty left to learn myself. So this show has been and will continue to be an interesting journey for me, and hopefully it has been and will continue to be for you an educational resource from which you can learn and maybe even draw some inspiration. All that said, we truly believe that anyone can do this. This podcast is going to sort of chronicle our journey from opening our first studio here in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, hopefully to someday achieving those larger dreams that we outlined earlier, building a state, country, maybe even planet-wide directory of geo-local community content, building a network of these studios to help as many people as possible to begin on their journey of content creation. At Towncast Studios, we're passionate about helping people to get started with their own content brand. We can help you launch your content brand in a number of ways. Maybe you're just looking for some valuable resources to get you thinking about what you actually want to create. At Towncast, our goal is to create and curate a library of content that will serve as a comprehensive database of information. Our goal is ambitious. No matter your question or struggle within the realm of pod, video, or towncasting, we want to be your go-to resource for learning how to overcome it. And more specifically, if you're local to New Jersey or Philadelphia, we can help you in even more ways. Our operations are currently set up in South Jersey, and in addition to the full suite of studio services, we also offer remote and mobile recording. Our studio in Mount Laurel, New Jersey is outfitted for recording audio or video. Maybe you live in the area and want to give the studio a try? Leave all the technical setup and file handling to us. We also love to help clients launch new shows. even if they've never podcasted before and don't know the first thing about it, we can show you the ropes and help you get started. Whether it's a pod, video, or Towncast, we can help you build a show from the ground up and begin recording and producing your content effectively and efficiently. This episode's bonus takeaway is a thought-provoking question. If you were going to create a Towncast of your own, born out of your community and based on your creativity, what would your show be? I'd love to hear your response to this question. Tag us on social with your answer at Towncast Studios. Maybe we can help you make it a reality. All right, that'll do it for this episode of the Towncast Podcast, everyone. We hope you enjoyed, and we hope you learned a thing or two about what towncasting really is and what it can be. I'm Towncast Joe, coming at you from Towncast Studios, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Towncast Podcast. I'm Joe Gangemi, a.k.a. Towncast Joe, and on behalf of Matthew Passy and everyone here at Towncast Studios, we appreciate your support. With the Towncast Podcast, we hope to provide value to you, the listener, by educating, entertaining, and enlightening on the potential of what podcasting and towncasting can be. We really believe it can change the world for the better. If you want to keep up with Towncast, you can subscribe to the Towncast Podcast so you don't miss an episode. You can also connect with us on social, and feel free to send us a message anytime via towncastpodcast.com. So, I'll see you on the next one, Towncasters. Until then, keep on sharing the sounds of your community.